schmoozing with your Hagi Gah host, Hal Slifer, on 88.9 WERS.
Hi, everybody. This is Larry Rudman, and I'm broadcasting to you at the invitation of Hal Slifer for his Shagiga Melody and Memory presentation. I'm very honored to do that. Hal is well known. I grew up in Brookline. I've lived in Brookline all my life. That's right around the corner from Keheleth Israel, and that's where I went to Hebrew school up until the age of 13, where I was bar mitzvah. And after I got married, which wasn't until I was 32 years old, we moved over after a few years living on Dwight Street to Sumner Road, where we have a house that we will have lived in with my wife Lois for 50 years next August. I'll be 88 in February, so, you know, I'm loving life, so that's great. I would say that I've had a career as a lawyer. I was quite successful, and that gave me the freedom to do what I wanted in my 70s, and I never knew I would become an author. I used to think that writing a book would be impossible, and but anyway, it is possible. And I became an author maybe 15, 18 years ago, and I'm having a great time doing that. I've written Voices of Brookline, which was a favorite of people here in Brookline. But the book that really put me over the top was American Jews and America's Game, which I wrote, and it was picked the best book in America in a sports book, a baseball book, in 2013 by Sports Collectors Digest. But actually, it's as much a cultural history of the Jews from the time of the Depression and Hank Greenberg as it is a baseball book. And lately, I put out a memoir called My 82-Year Love Affair with Fenway Park. My father took me there when I was a kid for the first time in 1936, I guess it was, to watch a Red Sox-Yankee game. Don't remember much, but I remember him pointing out Lou Gehrig, and I remember him tugging at his sleeve, said, take me up in the stands to go to the bathroom, because at that time there was no Ted Williams, no bullpens, and we were standing in a roped-off outfield. So that book, 550 pages, 80 illustrations, and it's becoming a classic, they say, and I'd love you to buy it. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to the website and buy it there, AmericanJewsAndAmericasGame.com. I think also that I want to share a memory with you about writing that baseball book. I never knew that Ian Kinsler was going to come to the Red Sox, but I interviewed him back when he was with the Texas Rangers, and I tried to get to him quite a few times. They kept telling me he's not Jewish, but Ian decided he had so many Jewish fans that he would admit, I don't know whether admit is the right word, but he would say that he was Jewish, and he was Jewish because his father grew up in the Bronx, became a prison warden of all things, but Ian was a great player then, and he helped the Red Sox this year, and I was in the third base dugout with him four or five hours before the game. The park was empty. We were sitting next to each other, and I looked out at the red seat, and where Ted Williams hit that monstrous home run that I saw when I was a 15-year-old kid. And I said to Ian, you know, Ted Williams hit one up there. And he said, this is before we started recording. He said, nobody could hit a ball that far. And so I said, and I didn't want to argue with him because I wanted to interview him. So I said, well, I'll admit that there was a pretty good west wind that day, but still, that was a tremendous drive. So Ian said, must have been a hurricane. As far as a melody is concerned, I chose If Our Rich Man, the Zero Mostel version. And the reason I did is because, of course, it's a great musical. It's a great Jewish story, one of the most successful musicals that ever appeared on Broadway. But the lyrics of that song, you know, if I wish I were a rich man, or if I were a rich man, he talks about all the things. Instead of being a dairy guy and having to work all these hours and worry about his daughter getting married to somebody who had a few bucks in a shtetl out in Eastern Europe, and he talked about if I were a rich man, I wouldn't have to do this, wouldn't have to. But finally, the lyrics of the song come down to Jewish values. Well, then I'd have time to study in the synagogue and to, he talked about the Bible and the Jerusalem and stuff like that. So it really became a song about Jewish values at the end. And so that's meaningful to me, of course. I'm very happy to have been able to be here on Hal's show. Hal's a great guy, and I thank him for inviting me to this show. I love talking to you, but don't forget, if you like the way I talk, that's the way I talk in the book, American Jews and America's Game. get it on Amazon, go into your bookstore, go to my website, American Jews and AmericasGame.com. Okay, I've talked long enough. Thanks very much, Al.